I would like to pass the word to Ms. Maricela Uman. She is Executive Director in Kenya Copyright Board in Nairobi, Kenya.
Thank you very much, Sajo. This is going to be quite difficult. I'm wondering how yesterday they managed to do it in 10 minutes. Now the shoe is on the other foot. I'll try and see if I can make it in 10 minutes. Okay. So one of the things is I think the advantage of being the third speaker is that I can ride on the presentations of the other two. My focus is going to be mainly in relation to research and educational institutions in Kenya, as we are looking at the whole system of the digital platform and the licensing regimes that are coming up. We all know that over the recent years that we've had various developments, that these have resulted in new licensing platforms, which may be used for research and for purposes of education. So basically, this paper examines the emerging licensing regimes based on the experience in Kenya in relation to research and education. You find that, one of the interesting things we have about our research and educational institutions is that for a very long time, we have relied a lot on hard copies of journals and material. So it's been quite difficult an effort to try and shift from that to the digital environment. So you find that the internet provides a wider access and dissemination of copyright works. There are various databases, both electronic journals, which are available over the digital networks. These resources, unfortunately, are not easily available to the users, especially in developing countries like Kenya. And this may be attributed to various reasons, such as limited access to these specific electronic resources. And this is exacerbated by the internet, the poor proliferation of the internet, prevailing policies and prohibitive costs of accessing these particular resources. Over the years, the collective management organizations have played quite an important role when you're dealing with the issues of licensing of both content within the digital and non-digital environment. Though as it stands right now, I think they're concentrating, as I said before, more on the non-digital environment. So once these works are uploaded, they have to be made available. And you find that there are many challenges that we face. You have various licensing schemes that have been in use, and one of them is probably which most of you know, and it's still applicable online, and this is basically the primary licenses. I'll just give you an example of one of the developments that we've been having in Kenya. This is something that was established in the year 2003, and this is what we call the Kenya Library and Information Service Consortium. So you find that the consortium draws its membership from the university libraries, research institutions, public and national libraries. Since its inception, it's based at the University of Nairobi Library and currently has 68 members, basically 7 of them public universities, 25 private universities, and 36 research and other institutions, including government agencies such as the Kenya Revenue Authority. The consortium negotiates for the licenses on behalf of the members, making it more affordable to access a wider electronic database. And most information on this particular consortium can be found on their webpage. So you find that the research institutions and public universities encourage the deposit of research papers and academic publications within their libraries. This material may be accessed by other researchers and academics for reference purposes. Again, we have a small drawback in this particular area because you find that most of these works are actually deposited in hard copies. So that would mean that the various research institution and educational institutions would have to go through other processes to digitize and make this available online. You find that the demand for scientific literature in developing countries has gone unfulfilled for many years, with thousands of students, researchers, and academics struggling to gain access to this particular information. I think one of the big problems we have is that you have quite a bit of material that has been generated within the various universities and research institutions, but these cannot be accessed. Like, for instance, I don't know, this is a trend that's coming up. Most of the theses, both doctoral, the undergraduate, and the postgraduate documents, if I need to get anything from one of the universities in Nairobi, I have to go to the library, probably go to the the reserve section and get a hard copy of it, which I cannot even leave the library with it. So you find that we still have those resources and the limitations in terms of access. So that is something that I think is something we can look into, and probably it's one of the things that we have to look into new licensing schemes, especially within the digital environment, that would allow access. First of all, the digitization of these works and access. I think this is something that we've spoken about since yesterday. The keynote address was on basically Creative Commons. So you find that there are various licenses that are available, but the institutions in Kenya have been slow to take up on the Creative Commons, both to publish their works or access works that have been published under Creative Commons. I think in Africa, one of the countries that has taken up Creative Commons is South Africa, with its working unit within the University of Cape Town Intellectual Property Research Unit. So basically, they're creating specific licenses from the generic Creative Commons licenses. In preparation, on the issues of open access, I think we've had quite a number of few journals that have come up over the internet. One of them, probably I can give an example, is the East and Central African Journal of Pharmaceutical Sciences. This is an open access journal. Basically, the copyright works are reserved, but three issues are published every year. And I think the users have access to at least three of the materials free of charge. So you have African journals online. This is a web-based service that allows access for peer-reviewed African-published scholarly journals. It's a non-profit organization based in South Africa and currently hosts over 380 journals from 29 countries in Africa. So we think that open access that is peer-reviewed is normally not covered. You know, you'll find that not many other journals would cover that. So you find that just to be able to tap into these resources, especially for purposes and research and education, open access courtesy of journals like the African Journals Online is, I think, a system that is, good to improve access to research material and for purposes of education. There's also an increased demand and use for open source software. This is used by the Creative Commons to disseminate and provide access to copyright-protected works. I'm not going to go into the details of the open source, as that was discussed extensively yesterday. So you find that we have various challenges within the emerging licensing platforms, and you have a couple of cases whereby that although you find that there's this software that is available, the uptake, as I said, is very slow. I'm not too sure. We're still trying to figure out what exactly the issue is. Maybe it's just that we are so used to dealing with a particular type of software, and it will take a while before we get there. So in summary and in conclusion, I'd like to say that at the moment, as we stand right now, most of the universities are encouraging the use of open access. For instance, in August this year, we had a workshop that was held by the African Institute for Capacity Development at one of the public universities known as the Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology. And during the workshop, the use of open access was emphasized, seeking to remove price and permission barriers that prevent knowledge from being shared. So you find that it provides unrestricted access to research materials to the benefit of research institutions. And I think in November this year, Kenyatta University, yet another public university, will be hosting a workshop basically specifically for medical research as to how to disseminate information and provide access to this information. So there is need for the universities and research institutions to take advantage of these new licensing schemes to ensure that there is legitimate access to electronic databases and research as well as educational materials. Thank you.